shortly after the one-month anniversary of the heart-wrenching disaster in Lahaina. The locals faced a den of thieves.
When I was on the island last week, I appointed Bob Fenton, one of the nation's leading emergency managers, and I mean that, that's not hyperbole, who's been on the ground in Hawaii since before the fires erupted as our chief federal response coordinator.
Listen to what Biden said. He said Bob Fenton was placed there specifically for the long-term recovery of Maui. There hadn't been any fire. He was placed there before the fire, which means the fire was planned.
Build back better, is it just, it's not just a slogan, they mean it. They're talking about building America back in a way that will be, you know, more sensible and have better energy for our people.
Stakeholders disguised as city council members.
Are you engaged? Are you a stakeholder? Are you written? Is your name listed as a stakeholder of any of the redevelopment plans regarding a smart city? By a raise of hands, I would like to see a raise of hands. Because the information is out there. Raise of hands. I can tell you, Department of Planning, DLNR, DBED, Housing, all of you, all of these agencies, and I'm not saying to you directly, but you're here representing these agencies, therefore, it is your responsibility to tell the truth.
We know very well that you guys, as the third largest stakeholders, the state, do want that land and can take it when you deem it a natural disaster.
And an army of federal, state, and local goons unleashing the unthinkable.
I literally cannot get over there.
That's just the way it is. I've been ordered not to let anyone across the bridge, so.
Sent all the kids home from school because of the wind advisory, and we found out yesterday that we lost a whole neighborhood of children.
I'm talking 1,050 kids gone without a trace. They have absolutely no clue where these children are. It's like they vanished into thin air.
The Hawaii governor had downgraded the horror, claiming that the number of people missing had dropped to 66, but the locals knew the awful truth.
I think it's in 1,000. Not hundreds.
You tell me if it makes any sense. One child is dead. All that destruction that you see, one child is dead. Now they're saying only 66 people are missing. There are 400 plus people they can't get a hold of, which makes no sense either.
You can see a bunch of school buses. These are the school buses that were taken away from the fire by military professionals. If you're looking for the children, they're probably somewhere in this general facility.
This morning on the water in upcountry Maui, the first time toluene was detected in water samples taken from the Upper Kula treatment plant. The lab reports are from August 14th and 16th and detected trace amounts well below the federal and state maximum contaminant level of 1,000 parts per billion.
Toluene is in the water. What they failed to tell you is that toluene is commonly referred to as TNT. Yes, the same TNT that you find in dynamite or explosives.
While local propaganda attempts to brainwash the local Hawaiian people into not believing what their eyes see and their ears hear.
There were some outlandish conspiracy theory claims being made and shared on social media.
Disinformation campaign immediately after the Maui wildfires was spread by China and Russia.
From weather warfare to floating bodies on another island, thousands of missing children to a Maui land grab. Experts say the online posts can start as genuine concern, but that China and Russia are now using artificial intelligence to amplify it, spread fear and distrust in government.
When you start talking about laser beams and heat rays coming from space that would take out people in Maui, come on, let's get real.
Somebody's home security camera, when one of the fires started, it was just an explosion. So they could do multiple pulses. In fact, so they got plenty of time to execute. That's what you're saying, right?
It takes about 2 minutes for a 1 meter wide burst to set fires over a mile. And again, there's atmospheric interference, and that's why it's such an erratic pattern.
Governor Green said on HNN Spotlight Now he'll take disinformation concerns to the president.
Suggesting to our own social media types that there were thousands of...
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, This isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at theolixirstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try ultramethylene blue, exclusively available at theolixirstore.com.
Shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, for the next 2 hours. In about 1 hour or so, I will be taking your calls. In the meantime, we do have breaking news. This just in, Ed Martin, the special prosecutor investigating Letitia James for mortgage fraud, has been spotted outside her home in New York City. The walls are closing in on big tech, and no one can wait to see this mugshot. Ed Martin won't stop until she's behind bars. So this is the big news. This is what we've seen from Ed Martin. This is what Alex Jones reported on in the last couple of hours. It seems like indictments really are coming. It's not just because Ed Martin said so on mainstream media news. It's not just because Ed Martin is spotted outside of her house. So that's a big indicator. It's also because we've seen Hillary Clinton say that Trump should win the Nobel Prize if he accomplishes this impossible task. We've seen Brennan come out after weeks and weeks of talking about the witch hunt against him, saying that Trump should win the Nobel Prize. Everybody is trying to kiss Donald Trump on his behind, to curry as much favor as possible. They're trying to stroke his ego because we are seeing that indictments are coming. And Letitia James is somebody that we know and has been a criminal for an extended period of time. The mortgage fraud, the fact that she claimed that she was going to prosecute him as soon as she got into office, Trump that is, and she did. It was obvious that she ran on it and then she weaponized the lawfare, the Justice Department against Donald Trump and frankly the American people. A blatant disregard from the Department of Justice on the will of the American people. Supposed to have three branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial. And when the left can't win in the executive branch and they can't win in the legislative branch, well, they buy up the judicial branch with DAs, attorney generals, judges. We've seen it. We've experienced it firsthand here in the United States. But finally, it does seem like indictments are very likely. Like I said last week, I would have said, 51% chance that it actually happens. Now I'm at the 75-80% chance that it actually happens. Alex has known all along. He said all along that it's really going to happen. I was concerned that he was being optimistic, but again, Alex Jones proven right. And look, we see that the left is losing all of their support, even from young people. We've got this viral video on TikTok from this week. Young woman's mockery of the left's no kings hypocrisy racks up millions of views. Every once in a while, someone says something just right, and the public responded by listening and then sharing the message. In this case, a young woman named Tiffany Renee, a regular person who wields no actual political power, put a video on social media talking about the hypocrisy of the left and their no kings nonsense, specifically with how they behaved during the pandemic. Let's watch clip 40.
No kings. Unless it was during the pandemic, when all the mom and pop businesses were shut down, but the government said it was totally fine for all the major super rich corporations to continue operating. But I didn't really care, because as long as I could get my Starbucks and go to Target, I was fine. No kings. Except during the pandemic, when we told people that they would lose their job unless they took a certain medical product, or they couldn't even go into certain restaurants without vaccine paperwork. That was crazy. But I didn't really care, because I just complied. No kings. Remember when we also told people that they had to not visit their loved ones that were sick and dying in the hospital, the elderly? They had to die alone. That was really sad. We shut down the schools, completely wrecked the developmental learning for a whole generation. I mean, that was tragic, but we don't really talk about that, because that's over now. New outrage. No kings. Remember when we were told over and over if we got that medical product, we for sure would not get sick. And even though the people that got it immediately did get sick, we were for sure told they wouldn't spread it. And then that gradually became, well, like 95%, like 75%. Okay, there's no evidence it does what we told everyone it does, but we've already made everyone take it that would anyway. And no one really cared because it's new outrage time, no kings. And do you remember during that time, anyone who tried to bring attention to these issues on social media was censored or their account was banned? And limiting free speech at that time seemed okay to me. I didn't really think about it. No kings. You don't hate authoritarianism. You just hate what you're told to hate by the algorithm and the news outlets. Be so for real. I just wish the anti-authoritarian energy was present during actual tyranny from both the federal and local governments during that time. But no, of course not. And it's not authoritarianism if the majority of the people voted for it, both popular vote and electoral votes, people wanted the border secure. So settle down and start thinking for yourself. Turn off the TikTok. It's going to be okay.
They lost the youth. The left lost the youth. Like I've said time and time again, what happened in the 1920s is happening in the 2020s here in the United States of America. You realize that the Nazi Party, I'm not saying that she's a Nazi. She's not. I'm not a Nazi. I don't advocate for it. I advocate for nationalism and populism, so there is some overlap there. But the left is totally lost the youngest generations. In fact, you all are familiar with Destiny. I'm going to show you a clip of his son. It's clip 42 here in a second. Destiny's been on before. He's debated Alex Jones. I'll never forget at the end of the debate, Alex tried to shake his hand and Destiny just responded, "I effing hate you." Wouldn't shake his hand. Small guy. Video leaked, went viral of him sucking some guy's cock. Doing a terrible job of it too. Disgusting. And his wife left him because they were in an open marriage and she was sleeping around and she left him for one of the other guys, which is what always happens in polyamorous marriages, almost always. And he said some asinine things. He celebrated the people who died when the assassination attempt on Donald Trump took place in Butler. He said more disgusting things like he hopes every Trump supporter dies. He's okay with it. It's all great. It's wonderful. Just disgusting, provocative thing after disgusting, provocative thing. He's lost debates with countless people, including Jordan Peterson of all people. I mean, this is somebody who's hopped up on 200 milligrams of Adderall, constantly having his life fall apart all around him. His crew was even wearing InfoWars shirts when they came here because they like Alex Jones more than they like him. But his son is a griper. And here's what he says in clip 42 about why he's a griper. 14 years old.
You've been saying that you're a griper now. What is it? Like, what is the main thing that made you decide to become a griper? Like, was there a certain thing that made you decide to join the movement?
I don't know. I just feel like those are the final people on the internet that I can kind of relate to. I'm not allowed to join Hassan's Discord anymore. I was banned there for trolling. I'm exiled from DCC Discord. No one in the DCC chats talks to me anymore. DCC hates me on Twitter. They banned me in the Reddit. Yeah, so the Groypers are kind of the final people I can come to, and I agree with most of them, and I find myself finding commonality with most of them being around my age or a little bit older.
So he's rejected by every community. The left, with its virtue signaling, has alienated this generation. We have an entire generation of young white men who have been told by their teachers since their adolescence, even younger, since their really early childhood, that straight white men are the problem with everything, the greatest villain ever. They're totally entitled. Nothing they accomplish is because they accomplish it. It's because they've exploited others. Everything about you is a problem. And you don't think that this generation is going to feel alienated and maybe turn to, I don't know, more radical political views? This is exactly what happened in Germany in the 1920s. We had an entire generation of young men who were alienated by their own government, exploited by an international political interest, or a series of international political interests, and they started putting on brown shirts, and they started doing soup lines and giving out food to the working class suffering in their country. They started protesting against inflation and the banking system and usury, and the next thing you know, we have a massive world war in this just steamboating of anti-Semitism going on. I'm not criticizing him. He's a 14-year-old kid. I don't blame him. I totally know that I would have fallen for it in the 1920s if I was a young man in Germany. I totally would have fallen for it. And the real shame of it is there was so much that is good about nationalism, about populism, that has been totally alienated by the extreme form of it, just screwing over the brand of it. It's like Hitler. He ruined a perfectly good mustache for everyone. There was nothing wrong with the toothbrush mustache. Good looking mustache. Sharp. I bet you I'd look pretty good with it. Wish I could have one. But as soon as you have one, then everyone first thinks Hitler, 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 Hitler. Maybe every once in a while, 1 in 10 times, they think Chapman. Charlie Chapman, right? But he ruined a perfectly good mustache for everyone. And he almost ruined a perfectly good sense of populism for everyone because he took it to the extreme. And nobody talks about the other issues with the Nazi party or the Nazi government. And I'm not saying that like Groypers or Nazis are synonymous. They're similar. There's a lot of overlap there. Maybe that'll morph into Nazism. But nobody talks about the fact that the Nazi regime engaged in severe amounts of censorship. They just talk about the Holocaust. They don't talk about the fact that all media in Germany was consolidated to be state-run like what Zelensky's done in Ukraine. They just talk about the Holocaust. They don't talk about the fact that while they solved the usury problem, where no money was allowed to be lent to private citizens on interest, banks were still allowed to loan money to the Third Reich on interest. So they perpetuated a different version of the same scheme that they benefited from, which required them to expand their armament and invade as many countries as possible to hold up their fake Ponzi scheme of a currency. Instead, they talk about the Holocaust. Nobody talks about the control over religion that the state had, the control over speech that the state had, the control over speech that the state had. Nobody talks about the fact that all businesses were hijacked for armament and had to produce their goods for the government and not anyone else. Private property rights were basically eradicated. Everyone had to show their papers to everyone at all times. There was no privacy whatsoever. If you were even suspected of being associated with somebody that was not a friend of the state, you were put in a camp or you were executed, especially toward the end of the war. Nobody talks about any of that. They just talk about the Holocaust. And look, the Holocaust was bad news. Terrible what happened to 11 million people, millions of them Jews, millions of them not. Just happened to anybody who was an enemy of the state because they're so distracted with the Holocaust issue. But the same exact thing is going to happen over the course of the next 20 years if we don't pay attention to some of the other issues here. And speaking of the importance of elections, we have example after example after example here in the United States of election fraud, election integrity issues. This just breaking recently. I'm going to show clip 12. Second video emerges showing Michigan Democratic City Councilman stuffing ballots. Let's watch this.
New video obtained by Local 4 shows a black pickup truck pulling up outside Hamtramck City Hall in the middle of the night, just days before the primary election. All of a sudden, the lights turn on inside the truck. That's when you spot three men inside, including what appears to be council member Abu Musa in the back seat, the same council member who is seeking re-election right now. The video then shows the driver getting out and stuffing absentee ballots into the drop box. The only problem? They don't all fit. He then starts pushing them in before reaching for two more stacks. The whole time looking around to see if anyone is watching. After about 2 minutes, the group drives away. And get this, Local 4 found that it happened again only 4 days later. This time, a different car pulling up with what appears to be the same council member in the passenger seat. He then starts handing bundles of ballots to the driver, dropping off three large stacks. City election results show Musa received 1,129 votes during the primary, making him the top contender for city council in November. Michigan State Police confirmed the videos are part of an ongoing investigation. It all comes just days after two Hamtramck city council members were charged with election fraud
and
connection to the...
Don't you just love it? And now we finally have Putin coming up saying directly to Donald Trump that he knows election integrity is a major problem in the United States. After years and years of Russia being accused of interfering in our elections, we finally have the leader of Russia telling us election integrity is a major problem in our country, but not because Russia's stealing elections or he's stealing elections, but because the DNC, the Democrats, the leftists, their NGOs, their institutions, their special interests have all found a way to rig the system on every single level, and we're going to wind up fascist just like the Germans did in the 1920s and 30s, if we don't do something about it. Here's clip 25 of Trump talking about his conversation with Putin.
All right. Do you ever think Hillary Clinton, the author of the bought and paid for Russian disinformation dossier, the author of the Russia hoax, going into today would be saying she would nominate you for a Nobel Peace Prize? I don't think you ever expected that happening.
Well, you know, I don't want to be involved in that in the sense, not because of her. It's very nice. If she said that, it's very nice. I really appreciate it, too, actually. But
she tried to ruin your life, and in many ways, she ruined 3 years of your life.
Well, she made me stronger and tougher, and, you know, we had...
You are way more forgiving than me.
Well, it was a sad chapter in our country's history. I will say that. Look... You can't run a country that way. You know, Vladimir Putin said something, one of the most interesting things. He said, your election was rigged because you have mail-in voting. He said mail-in voting every election. He said no country has mail-in voting. It's impossible to have mail-in voting and have honest elections. And he said that to me. It was very interesting because we talked about 2020. He said, you won that election by so much. And that's how he got it. He said, and if you would have won, we wouldn't have had a war. You'd have all these millions of people alive now instead of dead. And he said, and you lost it because of mail-in voting. It was a rigged election. But mail-in voting, Sean, the politicians, I think I'm going to make it a big, I know the answer is that Jimmy Carter, years ago, along with Scoop Jackson and some others, they had a committee. Respected people, good committee, Jimmy Carter, good guy. You know, he's a good man. And the conclusion was you can't have mail-in voting. We have mail-in voting. It's so dishonest. They send stuff. Some people get 7 ballots. Look at California with that horrible governor they have. He's one of the worst governors in history. He's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. They send out like 38 million ballots. Some people get 5, 6, 7. But Vladimir Putin, smart guy, said you can't have an honest election with mail-in voting. And he said there's not a country in the world that uses it now.
Oh, I would love to see election reform.
Well, we have to do it. I don't know why we're not doing it.
You bring it up.
The Democrats don't want it. Look, the Republicans want it, but not strongly enough. I mean, they got to want it strong because it can't be honest. It goes through a postman. It goes through somebody else, somebody else, somebody. You know, when you go to a really well-run voting booth, you go in, you have to hand a card, a picture, or this, or that. You don't have everything perfect. You get sent back, go get it. It's very hard to do something fraudulent with a vote.
Paper ballot.
With mail-in voting, they give you boxes of stuff. You have no idea where they came from. This mail-in voting, you can't have a great democracy, republic. You can't have it. Well, maybe that's why we're going to end up with a communist mayor in New York. I don't know. He probably is very happy with mail-in voting. But you can't have a great democracy with mail-in voting.
Voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, updated voter rolls, partisan observers watching the voting all day, the vote counting all night. You do paper ballots, you pick a winner, and everyone goes home with confidence in the integrity.
Or 10% of the cost.
Yeah.
So if you do paper ballots, it costs you 10% the cost of machines.
How long are we going to put up with this? How long are we going to put up with the illegal voting? The mail-in ballots, it's always in states that are just littered with illegal migrants. And even if the illegal migrants aren't voting, which they are, but even if they aren't, it's giving disproportionate representation in these leftist states. We've got Gavin Newsom coming out now, and he's wanting to gerrymander all of California to eradicate 5 GOP House states, despite the fact that everywhere in California is red except for the coastal cities, which are totally corrupt. Just like so many other states in the United States, they're all red, and then it's Cook County in Illinois. It makes the whole state blue. It's a joke. Surrounded by red states, but it's blue there. just because of Cook County and every corpse they are voting. And they love these illegal migrants because they love the slave class, the cheap labor that comes in. They want people to wash their dishes, landscape their properties, clean their houses, serve them at restaurants. Chuck Schumer coming out and bragging there's not enough white people here, not even admitting that the reason there aren't any white people being born in the United States of America is because of rampant inflation resulting in people living with their parents until they're in their 30s so they get married later, if at all. And then birth control juxtaposed to that means people start having kids when they're 33 years old now instead of 23. My parents were born in 1949. My oldest brother was born in 1973. My oldest brother is the same age as Alex Jones, like 6 months younger. I've got a brother Alex's age because my parents had children for almost 20 years. I was 41 when they were born. I'm lucky I'm not retarded. Going to be honest with you, I kind of am. Kind of retarded. But illegal migrants like this one, for example, clip 14 here. New illegal alien Tatiana Martinez is a TikTok influencer. Let's watch this clip. They should change the dreamers to the screamers. Officer looks like he just popped out of the South Park episode.
No, we're still pushing. My car is missing.
It's just unbelievable. We were invaded. We were invaded over the course of the last 5 years by more people than Ukraine was invaded by. All totally government-sponsored. Total betrayal by our political class, which claims that it's in our best national security interest to totally eradicate, with replacement migration, our way of life. It's not about saving white people. It's about saving Western civilization, which any race can participate in. We've seen every race participate in Western values, capitalism, Western civilization over the course of the last 250 years that we've been a nation. So we know that's not a race issue. I'm not against Hispanic people whatsoever. Many Hispanic friends. Many. But when we allow our government to sponsor the invasion of these people, to hijack elections for their leftist globalist philosophy, what do we think is going to happen other than bitterness and violence and the erosion of our civilization, which is happening right before our eyes? I was watching this clip. This is clip 11. You can just throw it up as B-roll. This video of this stonemason remodeling, restoring these old cathedrals, whether it's Notre Dame or others, it's absolutely amazing to see what Western civilization accomplished. Get the rough ashlar there. They make it absolutely perfect. They're building back these old cathedrals, restoring these old cathedrals that have had damage from fires or something else with the traditional way. And this is what they want to erode, this greatness, this astounding inspiration, that which makes you feel like you actually have some chance at reaching self-actualization, at becoming the best version of yourself, at accomplishing all of your hopes and dreams and wishes, where we would dedicate generation after generation to some beautiful ideal so when you walk into a building, you have some fraction, some semblance of the beauty and awe that is inspired by the face of God, which we can't even look upon without being struck down. It's so inspiring. This is what they want to erode. This is what they want to eradicate, and we have to stop them now by going to the alexjonesstore.com. Stay tuned for more on the other side of this short break.
All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feel really great, fog lifting, to just over the top, crying, it feels so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest old wrestling blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen.
to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half drop or so. That's about a half to us. And then go ahead and shove that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people initially about 30 minutes, start speaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely, I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago. And I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect and then now a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theaustriansword.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it, I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. So I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think it just the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, oh, it made my vision better. And Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling it as a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live with Tomorrow's News Tonight, it's Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am your host, Chase Geyser, for the next 1 hour and 27 minutes. I'm going to give out the phone line right now. Call in, open line. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, that's 877-789-2539. And while we're collecting calls and screening, I just want to pitch to this clip 45 and unpack it on the other side. Let's watch.
But tonight, it's late at night, Israel is in a fight for their lives. Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people who would kill them all if they could.
I am tired of the word genocide. Let me tell you about genocide. If Israel wanted to commit genocide, they could. They have the capability to do that. They choose not to. Hamas, they would commit genocide in 30 seconds. They just can't. And that's the big difference, folks. To people in my party, I'm tired of this crap. Israel is our friend. They're the most reliable friend we have in the Mideast. They're a democracy surrounded by people who would cut their throats if they could. This is not a hard choice if you're an American. It's not a hard choice if you're a Christian. A word of warning. If America pulls the plug on Israel, God will pull the plug on us. And we're not going to let that happen. So I just want to end with this thought. That President Trump has stood with Israel at the most difficult time since its founding. October the 7th was an effort to destroy the state of Israel, the largest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust. And here we are almost 2 years later, and Israel's the bad guy. That's ridiculous. Israel is not the bad guy. They're the good guy. The bad guys are the radical Islamists who would kill everybody in this room if they could. So I haven't lost my vision of right and wrong. When it comes to foreign policy, President Trump has stood up for all the right things, and he stood up against wrong things, just like Reagan.
Fuck you, Lindsey Graham, you closet faggot. Unbelievable. He's loved every single war we have ever been in. Have you ever seen a photo of him in his little couch, his casting couch in his office, and the placard that he has on the wall right above his couch? Just look it up in the back row if you can. Lindsey Graham, office, couch, whatever the hell. And you'll see the pen that George Bush used to sign a piece of legislation that expanded the torture during the war in Iraq. He just loves every single war that we've ever been in. He's sporting the Ukrainian colors on his tie when Zelensky came and humiliated himself in the Oval Office just a few months ago. Comes out all surprised that it didn't go well. Didn't think to change his tie. He thought he was going to be given some awesome speech about how great Ukraine is as soon as that meeting was over. Instead, Zelensky humiliated himself, and so he thought, okay, it's fine. I'll pivot away from this war in Ukraine because we're about ready to have one in Iran. And that didn't work out. And he's like, oh, well, maybe we need boots on the ground in Pakistan with the conflict with Pakistan. And now he's given speeches like Charlie Kirk, raising investor money, raising AIPAC money. Scott Jennings and Charlie Kirk were just doing some TPUSA fundraiser like last night where they are talking about how great Israel is. Why is it that from Ted Cruz to Lindsey Graham to Tom Cotton, Closet Cotton, all we hear is Israel this, Israel that, Israel this, Israel that. And I understand that from a national security standpoint, we want to establish an IMEC trade corridor through the port of Haifa so we can compete with China's Belt and Road Initiative to protect the dollar as the global reserve currency. But don't rub in my face this trash about only democracy in the region, Judeo-Christian values, when I've seen clip after clip of starving child after starving child, bombed person after bombed person just trying to remove the wounded. Clip after clip of Jewish person in Israel, and I'm not talking about all Jews, just spitting on Christians walking by in the Holy Land, holding crosses, little kids even, little kids that go to Israel to celebrate Judeo-Christian values, carrying crosses to do the same walk that Jesus Christ did, and there's Jews just spitting on them. Have you seen these clips? They're kind of hard to find. I bookmarked them months ago when they were coming out, and I'm not an anti-Semitic person. I'm not opposed to Jews. I'm not even opposed to Muslims. I just don't want a bunch of Muslim migrants coming to my country, changing my way of life, and I don't want a bunch of actors on behalf of the Israeli government manipulating all of our politicians. I mean, it's just admin official after admin official after admin official, representative after representative after representative, senator after senator after senator, just kissing Israeli butt and lying about why they're doing it. They're doing it because of the influx of money coupled with the blackmail, coupled with the national security military industrial complex wanting endless war in the region and control through Israel in order to sustain the petrodollar, which is bankrupting America because it requires inflation to sustain sustain itself. They literally want to steal everything from you to prop up the political class, and they're rubbing it in your face and gaslighting you, saying that you're a Nazi if you don't support it and you don't know the difference between good and evil. Go to hell, Lindsey Graham, you utter faggot. I'm sorry, I promised the crew that I wasn't going to say faggot over and over again, because apparently the Christian radio stations that pick us up don't like it when I call faggots faggots. And I love our listeners. I love our radio partners. You guys kept us on the air when we were censored everywhere. You're the reason that InfoWars is operational, but we have to be able to say what is true. And if I swear to you that I will tell the truth, nothing but the truth and the whole truth, I have to use the word faggot, because that's exactly what Lindsey Graham and Charlie Kirk are. They're faggots. And I'm not being homophobic here. I don't care if they're gay. I care that they're closeted gay, because it's like their whole life is a lie. I don't care that Tom Cotton sucks cock. I just care that he lies about it. I don't care that Lindsey Graham is a closet homosexual. I just care that he lies about it. I just care that maybe he sells out all the interest of the American people. Please find the clip of him in his office. There's just like still images of him in his office. You'll see the placard that's on the back wall with this pen in it, if you can Google it. Just do like Lindsey Graham office couch, or photographed or something like that. You'll see him with other people. He always takes pictures in front of him. You zoom in on that plaque, you see it's him shaking hands with George Bush, and there's a pen in there, and it's the legislation that he signed to increase armament or something for the war in Iraq in like 2006. The guy loves every single war. Maybe he loves war so much, Lindsey Graham, because raping and pillaging is something that goes way back. I mean, from the Vikings to the Romans to the Greeks, they would invade an area, they would rape all the men in the ass, and maybe Lindsey Graham loves the idea of some boots on the ground throwing them down and having their way with a tight little asshole so much that he votes for every war that he possibly can, because he just gets off on the notion that little boys and men are being constantly raped by soldiers all over the world in all these conflicts. He loves the idea of the trafficking, Lindsey Graham. And he has the audacity to speak to a Republican group in South Carolina of naive evangelical Christians. There you go. Zoom in on that bad boy right behind Tulsi. Zoom in on that placard as far as you can. It might be hard with the pip, but you see, I think it's him shaking hands with Bush. There's the pen right there, and I don't know exactly which piece of legislation that is. Maybe we can get it printed out, but I'm almost positive it was some massive armament legislation that he helped sponsor or push under the Bush administration that catalyzed torture in the region in Guantanamo Bay. I mean, he loves every single war, because I guess he just likes the idea of a bunch of brown people cuffed up on their knees with a bag over their head doing whatever they say. He likes the Abu Ghraib, just zap them up. And, you know, he knows the difference between good and bad, and there's nothing better than some boots on the ground sweating in the desert, getting their limbs blown off, crawling around just trying to get away while I have their way with them. There's nothing better than just inflating the hell out of our currency, spending millions upon millions upon millions upon millions upon billions upon billions upon trillions of U.S. dollars while we struggle to make ends meet, while Americans can't afford to make a down payment on a house, so they live with their parents, and by the time they save up just enough for a down payment on a house, the interest rates don't go down, inflation goes way up, and then they have to reach again, hopefully in another 12 months after living with my dad. I'm 30 years old, but in another 12 months, maybe I'll be able to afford my own house. That's because of the Lindsey Grahams and the Cottons and the Ted Cruzes. And look, there's some things Ted Cruz does that I really like. There's some points that he makes. Obviously a very smart guy. Maybe it was a cheap shot for Tucker Carlson to say, hey, what's the population of Iran? And he didn't know that it was 91.6 million or whatever. Maybe that was a cheap shot, but Tucker Carlson is fundamentally correct. Why is it that you advocate for the overthrow of a regime that you know nothing about? We should be thinking why it is that we do the things that we do. Why are we involved in Israel? Why are we involved in Gaza? Why are Gazan refugees coming over here? Why are we involved in Ukraine? Why are we protecting Taiwan? Why are we always about ready to go to war with Iran? Why did we invade Afghanistan? Why did we invade Iraq? Just to leave it in the hands of different terrorists. Why did we sponsor the terrorists that we were at war against to take over Syria? And it's a two-way street. I don't think that Mossad controls our politicians, or that the CIA controls Mossad. I think it's both. I think we leverage each other in this mutually assured destruction and utilization. But if you hear the stories from any military leader that's done any business with Mossad in any capacity, or the IDF in any capacity, soldiers will tell you they do things like take craps in all the toilets in a facility that they're in, and they won't flush any of the toilets. So when the Americans come in after the IDF is relieved, they have to deal with literally just crap everywhere. They'll do things like lie and try to spy on us incessantly. We've seen the whistleblowers talk about 400 instances in the 90s where the IDF or Mossad tried to bug different rooms, different facilities. We can't trust Israel, just like we can't trust any other government. We can't even trust our own government. And you're saying that we have noble allies when we don't even have noble representation in our own government? It is unbelievable to me, the audacity of the Lindsey Grahams and the others. They're just puffy, weak, fake. And then there's all these Republicans that go to these events and they're so excited to hear and shake hands and be photographed with a Lindsey Graham. Why is it that Republicans support anyone like that? Because it's not going to happen in Gen Z. It's not going to happen in the generation after Gen Z. And millennials are picking up on it too, hopefully soon enough. Let's go to one of your calls. Godzilla in Wisconsin, you've been waiting 10 minutes. Godzilla, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Yeah, I kind of want to bring up, you brought up Nick Fuentes and Trump and the Putin meeting. They're like, Trump deserves like a little credit, you know, for doing this, especially you look at the previous presidents like Bush or Reagan. You know, he's really sticking it to them and doing things like he promised. And yeah, there's issues like how you were saying with like Epstein and Israel, but no one can deny that never in history has these issues been more in the forefront because of Trump.
That's true.
The causality is undeniable.
That's true. 100%.
And it makes me lead. It makes me think also, and I wanted to hear your thoughts. And I don't mean this in a negative way.
It's
whatsoever.
Okay if you do. We have a long enough rapport. You can criticize me. I understand you're not just trolling.
Yes. About your thoughts, if Trump was in the Masonic Lodge, because on the Japanese Twitter, they claim him as a Mason.
It's possible that the Grand Lodge of Japan made Donald Trump a Mason on site, just like the Prince Hall Lodges made Joe Biden a Mason. Doesn't mean that he actually went through it all. A Grand Master of any lodge could just make somebody a Mason on site. It's like giving somebody like a Purple Heart or a Medal of Honor or something.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if you remember, there was that one time before the apron at McDonald's. You know, thought maybe that was a wink and a nod. And
wasn't he wearing a McDonald's apron?
Yeah, when he wore the apron, which is like the Masonic apron.
I don't know about that. Send me a DM on Twitter.
Remember he did that shift at McDonald's.
Yeah, I remember that, but was he wearing a Masonic apron or was he just wearing an apron?
Wearing a regular apron, not a Masonic apron,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
But there's nothing wrong with it and nothing wrong with being a business guy. He's a business guy from New York, so of course he's going to be playing with all the different mega powers in the Arab world, in the Asian world, with Japan, with Israel, with Russia now. You know, it's a good thing. When I saw him in person, I was 6 feet away from him. And the one thing, when he looked at me, I screamed at him, was, go and get him. And it looks to me like he's getting him. And anybody like Nick Fuentes or Alex Jones, sure, critique, like you said, critique's healthy. But I never hear, like, what would you do? You know, Fuentes is selling hats and taking donations. He's not really a business mogul, you know. So it's kind of harsh. It's kind of putting a lot of weight on some harsh criticism. Where I don't know, I think compared
you think,
to
you think I've been too harsh on him? I think I sing his praises as much as I bash him. I give him a 7 out of 10.
I like Nick. I'm a huge fan, and I give him junk also to push him. Yeah. And I think that's also what he's doing is that we're trying to push Trump to be the best he can be.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But when you say nobody suggests what they would do, are you talking about me, Alex Jones, or Nick Fuentes, or all the above?
More Fuentes. You guys suggest ideas, obviously, and Jones has a compendium going on since before Fuentes and stuff and discussed Israel.
Well, and I'll be the first person to admit, I don't know what the solutions are, but one thing that differentiates me from most Republicans in the country, not this audience and not our hosts here, is that I know what the actual problems are. So like the Israel thing, for example, we act like the problem is terrorism in the region and Judeo-Christian values and greatest ally ever. We act like that's the problem or like it's about protecting democracy or something like that. When the real problem is the fractional reserve banking system from the central bank and the petrodollar, that's why we're actually involved in all these conflicts. Nobody's talking about the real problem. I don't know what the solution is. I am not somebody who can come in like Elon Musk and say, here's how we're going to swap the currency without disrupting everyone and solve all these problems. I look to people like Musk or other brilliant people to offer the solution, but knowing what the real problem is imperative. It's so important. That's the fallacy of the Third Reich, is they pointed out the wrong villain in the 20s and in the 30s, and it resulted in massive injustice, massive calamity. And because of that sin of the Third Reich, the Jewish population and Israel itself has been able to point to the Holocaust and use that to scare anyone away from criticizing them with legitimate criticism, not racist anti-Semitic criticism, but legitimate criticism, because nobody wants to be debanked, deplatformed, fired, or called an anti-Semite or a Nazi. You know?
And that's part of the game. that's part of the game they have with Israel. They're 15 million there. You know, they got to play that type of strategy. They're not like Russia or America. You know, they don't have the same MO and ops they can run and strength in certain ways. So they have to use those type of strategies, you know, because of the numbers game at the end of the day. And it's like ultimately a good thing because it's going to promote species virility. But it's just from a religious standpoint, because I'm a real Bible freak. It's really pathetic, I think, in the eyes of God, in like all the different gods, like for the Jews and the people in Islam, and for us Christians that we can't figure out. I totally agree with you that part of the solution is starting the conversation. And that's one of the beautiful things about Trump, where all these things are being discussed along with the internet, along with platforms like you guys and even Nick Fuentes. But before, it was all like we were living in this plastic Barbie world where no one could be real. And I just want to be in a nice, real world with peace and clean food, water, and air. And I think we can do it if we just all solve the problems together.
Isn't it crazy how simple the needs and wants of the American people are and how impossible it is to get our political class to just even honor that? Like, all we want is a border that's protected, contracts that are enforced, and rights that are protected. We'll figure everything else out. But our government tries to do everything except for those three things.
Yeah, it's satanic. They're doing, like, everything opposite.
Yeah.
Like, opposite, and to make things as horrible as possible. You know, like, the food is all poison, the water is all poison, the air is all poison. You know, they're trying to start nuclear war and different wars. Everything's expensive. We're working majority of these jobs that don't really even matter when we could be raising families, you know, and building relationships and creating other things, being master builders. But as long as we're in a war with ourselves on the inside and hating each other without love, I think without love and without Jesus, we're going to continue this cycle because it's a teaching centrifuge.
I agree with you. Thank you for your call, Godzilla. Tim in California. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. The reason for my call is, I don't know if you've seen this yet. It just came up last week. But it's a report that came out where they did like 1,400 confidential interviews with undergraduates at Northwestern University and the University of Michigan between the years 2023 and 25. And they found out that 88%, let's just call it 9 out of 10, 88% of the students feel pressured to appear more politically progressive than they actually are. The specific question was, have you ever pretended to hold more progressive views than you truly endorse to succeed socially or academically? And yes, an astounding 88% said yes.
Yeah, I believe it 100%. I was in college from 2010 to 2014, and I never had to do this because I went to a private Christian college where every professor had to prove membership in a Christian church in order to teach there. But I had leftist teachers, and I didn't take any of the sociology courses or anything like that. But I know people that had to, and they had to pretend that they hated white people. I know people now in college, big time, they have to do that. It's because all of the academics have been totally brainwashed by critical theory, by Marxist thought, by Marxist ideals. There's an old saying that those who can't do teach, and it's true most of the time. It's not true all the time, but it's true most of the time. And I found that academics tend to be incredibly bitter towards successful people because they know that they're smarter than most successful people, but they have less success and they don't know why. So they blame the system instead of their disposition or their actions or their character or their philosophy. So what ends up happening is you have a whole swath of people in academia who hate capitalism because they believe that they've been dealt a raw hand making $100,000 a year as a professor of sociology when their IQ is 130, 140, 150. And there's guys out there with 90 IQs that run contracting businesses and make millions of dollars. I mean, the average, the most commonly owned vehicle in the United States of America by a millionaire is an F-150. Did you know that?
Yes, because I did a lot of construction work when I was much younger. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And those people with F-150s are out there working really hard. They don't necessarily have 130 IQs. They're not stupid necessarily, but they're working really hard. They're saving. They're doing the Dave Ramsey thing. They're putting stuff away in the Roth. And by the time they retire, they're worth $2 to $4 to $6 million because they've been doing it for 50 years. They drive an F-150. They have a house that's paid for in an unassuming neighborhood. And sociology professors are just pissed off that the construction worker down the road is doing better than they are when they're saddled with credit card debt and teaching students their genius.
Well, the state definitely wants you not to be aware of the fact that all these people come from foreign countries with not a penny in their pocket, but somehow miraculously become multimillionaires by developing their own businesses because they're willing to work hard and believe in themselves and have a plan to do
it. Yeah, and you can tell it's a culture issue. It's not a race issue. Because when black people immigrate to the United States, first generation just absolutely kills it. No debt, successful in business, totally responsible, self-sustaining. And they have children here. The children are raised in black culture because they go to public school and they just get grouped in with the local urban environment. And they have all the same problems as the culture issues that we have in those communities here in the United States, but not their parents. It's not a race thing. It's a culture thing, 100%. Thank you so much, Tim, for your call. Call anytime. Dave in FEMA Region 9. Dave, what's on your mind?
Thanks so much, Chase.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I think that unfortunately we need to, and you have this, but we the people need to get full of righteous indignation. We talk about the judicial coup and the legislative coup. We're on day 209. Trump doesn't have his team yet approved through the Senate. They go on these mini recesses every 3 to 5 days to block him from putting his people in place. We, the people, are the problem. We saw this in 2020 when they did the lockdown and 70% of the people lined up to take this stupid clot shot, right? Their jobs forced them to do it, in air quotes. We are the problem. We are weak. So when are we, the people, going to stand up and take back our country? Can you imagine Thomas Jefferson sending a letter to King George and him saying, I'll get back to you in 209 days. Oh, I'm sorry. We're on a 6-week vacation. We can't answer your requests right now. No, they'd take back the country. So I'm not sure why we're not doing that, because we need to do it yesterday.
I totally agree with you. And look, it's a different country than it was 250 years ago. The states are totally bought out by the federal government. The federal government's way more powerful than it was in 1776 or 1791 or even 1913. It's a different environment, but we as a people have become so comfortable because of electricity and the internet and our homes and our entertainment that we are falling for the bread and circuses, and we are allowing the slow roll. I mean, you want to talk about rising ocean levels. Climate change may not be real. The ocean might be the same exact level that it was 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago. But there is a rising level of tyranny slowly happening, taking up land, absorbing our entire country, and we are sitting idly by because of bread and circuses. We are satisfied. We are content in our warm beds, even if we're not in the neighborhood that we want, watching Netflix, hoping that maybe we'll have some success or build a business, and maybe next week we'll start going to the gym. Maybe we'll start taking ourselves seriously next week. We think that we have freedom, but we don't. We think that we have liberty, but we don't. And we're only frustrated when we hit a wall after we really try to do something. So if you want to wake up, if you want to reach that level of frustration that causes our civilization to break through, then dedicate yourself to self-improvement, to self-actualization, to manifesting your true potential. And one of the ways you can do that is by going to the alexjonesstore.com and taking these incredible supplements that are incredible for your body and your mind so you can become the best version of yourself and finally wake up and take down the New World Order. Stay tuned. I see all these calls on the board. I'm going to go right to them on the other side of this very, very short break.
We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at Point Blank Range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Ware Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh, God, he really did need help. Oh, yeah. We have been battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go. And I stayed here and slept here a couple times. That we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month. See it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend the store. Sales on top of everything. Special deals. Special offers just to you. It's insane.
And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. And it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at theoxygenstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And this dog don't hunt without you.
Geiser, we are taking your calls for the remainder of the transmission. One more hour together. I'm going first to Ryan in South Dakota. Ryan in South Dakota, you are live on the air. Tell me, what's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Last time we talked, I just told you it was fire and I, you know, mental clarity and no afternoon drag. Well, over the months, I've noticed that, back in 2020, I got COVID. And my brother and my dad both have eczema. And so I've been dealing, after I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move. Well, and with the long COVID stuff with the spike protein, another great thing that you can give him is the Ultimate Life Force, which is back in stock for the first time in a long time. It's supposed to be incredible for getting that spike protein out of your system, whether you got it from COVID directly or from the mRNA vaccines. This is a great way, because a lot of those autoimmune issues, as I understand it, are associated with the spike protein. And when your immune system is screwed up and attacks the wrong things, that causes eczema, psoriasis, things like that. And so by getting Ultimate Life Force and taking methylene blue, you can do things like really empower your body to protect itself against the right stuff without attacking itself.
Yes, and I've been taking the Ultimate Life Force too. I just finished my first bottle, but I do want to mention that my eczema was clearing up before I started taking the Ultimate Life Force, which makes me think it was the methylene blue.
Did it start clearing up even more rapidly after you started taking the Life Force?
It was almost gone before I started taking the Ultimate Life Force.
I adore the Ultimate Life Force. It's so good for oxidative stress in the brain. It's got NAC in it, which they tried to ban during the pandemic because it was so effective and people were turning to it as a therapeutic or a treatment for COVID-19. But there's so many incredible benefits to it. I appreciate that plug. Is there anything else on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the Trump-Putin meeting that went on, and I think that was an absolute historic deal for our country. And I think this could lead to maybe Russia actually being an ally with us, which I would much rather have than drive them into the arms of the Chinese.
Absolutely. And they're a natural ally. They fought with us heroically during World War II against fascism. Obviously, back then it was the Soviet Union and they were communists and there were problems with them. But we have a lot of the same values as a culture.
We both believe in our heritage, yeah, our history. We both believe in concepts like national sovereignty. Russia insists on its own national sovereignty. The United States, of course, insists on its own national sovereignty. Everyone except for our political leaders, that is, of course. And you've got the Russian Orthodox values, the Christian values embodied in their culture, even in their language, in their history. I mean, they're naturalized. There's no reason we should have any hate for them whatsoever. I don't believe that a Russian soldier's ever even killed an American soldier, certainly not on purpose. Maybe during the Cold War there were some classified engagements between special forces or something of that nature. You might be able to find some small examples. But the only reason that people hate Russia is because the Mockingbird media from the CIA has villainized them incessantly since the late 1940s, early 1950s, in order to justify ramping up military-industrial complex spending. And if we're going to fight back against World War III and all these other wars, then we have to fund the only war that's worth funding. That is the information war. Please, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, get Methylene Blue, get Ultimate Life Force, and be the reason that we will always be on the air fighting the information war until ultimate victory. Stay tuned for more calls on the other side of 1 minute break.
At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them, so we can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action.
When evil conspires for tomorrow, we ride tonight. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the next 54 minutes. We are going to be taking your calls for the remainder of the broadcast. I see Dennis, Michael, Johnny, Bart, Sean, Bob, Austin, Arizona Hammerfist, Chad, James, and Len, my favorite caller on the board. We're going first to Dennis in Kentucky. Dennis, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Chase? It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you.
I was listening. I wanted to talk about one thing. I'm hearing the other callers up here. And for you to think that America is weak, that means that you need to go to alexjonesstore.com and get you some supplements that's going to make you not weak. Amen. Let's start there. Let's start right there. You're not going to sit here and say that all of us are weak. We're not. We're not doing that, okay? Let's get that clear across the board. What I really wanted to say was this. The last time I talked to you, I said this, that if you can donate and give any kind of aid or money to another country, you should be held for treason. I want to know this. This is what I want to know. I want to know who has dual citizenship.
Yep.
And also what I want to know is this. Today, well, not today, Friday, I talked to Massey and Comer's office. Pretty soon you're going to hear about the app. That's the American People's PAC. Mm. We're going to launch a new PAC, the American People's PAC. So when we say American first, this is after Trump. Mind you, I want to say this again. This is after Trump because we let Trump do what he's going to do. Let Trump do what he's going to do. But after him, we need to make sure the people we put in office are for us, nobody else. Hey, I don't get me wrong, I'm not racist or nothing like that. All right, I am a black man. I want you to understand where I'm coming from. We are under siege, and if anybody does not understand this, something's wrong with you. I need you to get your head from under a rock. It's America first. Ain't no more draining us of our money, giving it to other people. It's over with. It's over with. We're going to let Trump do what he do. And then after that, we need to start putting our money towards the people that's going to have the American people first.
100%. Let me ask you this. Dennis, what are some things as a black man that you've experienced that have been difficult or challenging, specifically as a member of your community, because of some of the policies of prior administrations?
Well, let me say this, okay? Let me say this. Either you're going to fall for the okey-doke or you're not. I never did. My parents are good parents. My grandfathers are good. My grandparents are good grandparents. I have come from a long lineage of strong people. And I think that's what's the problem, is that no one is investing in what's coming after them.
Everybody's just thinking about their own
they're
pocket.
They're only thinking about what they, like, I got a friend of mine. His family is worth $750 million.
Wow.
But they wanted to give him $2,000 to start his own business.
Because they believe in bootstrapping and they wanted to come up on his own?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. This is just startup money. Startup money. You won't invest in your own people because you think that they should, I had to do X, Y, Z. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Like, I don't mean to sound like this. Alex Jones didn't get to the place that he was unless his parents believed in him.
Sure. Strong nuclear family. Parents stay married, raise you right, make you feel loved. You'll make it.
You'll make it. Because guess what? I got six kids. You know what they all want to do? They want to be their own bosses. They want to run their own businesses.
Amen. Amen. See, well, I want to show you this clip, Dennis, just some of it. A lot of people, they like to criticize the entire black community for the problems within the black community. I personally think that it's inflation related. This clip was going viral earlier today. This is clip 22. Kevin Watson, 42, was shot and killed while on a Facebook Live because somebody was trying to steal his necklace from his car. Let's watch.
We will move our car, whatever car we need, so they can get the space, let's get the park. So now we can't do that. No, you just got to find somewhere else to park. Who the fuck is you talking to? You feel me? Like, who the fuck is you talking to for real, even talking like that? Like, that be the shit, and that's what make a motherfucker be wanting to get into it with y'all, because y'all ain't got no respect. What's up, bro?
What's Some up? Guy's trying to steal his chain. Hell, he gets whipped out of his car. Pow. Video goes on for 2 minutes. He never gets back in his car, shot dead. That's a guy just trying to do a Facebook Live, robbed in the street. A lot of people think that's a racist issue or a black issue. That's because of poverty caused by inflation. Dennis, what do you think of that? Did you hear about that story?
Well, in actuality, I was on that live.
What?
I was on that live. I was watching them while that happened.
You saw that happen?
A buddy of mine clicked me in. He was like, man, my man is live right now. Check him out. So I go check him out, and I'm sitting here like, bro, why is he not protecting his six? He know exactly where he's at.
Wow.
And he hit me up and was like, hey, man, I'm going to send my guys over there. By the time they got there, it was over with.
Man.
But man. Listen to me. I want you to understand it, okay? All black people ain't like that, man.
Amen.
Okay? All white people ain't like that, man. That's what they want to portray to us, to say, well, this is what you're looking at. You know, black people are Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, what'd she say? What did she say? They need to be brought to heel. They're
super predators.
Super predators. And then you have the other side saying, oh, man, you know, all white people are racist. No, they are not. The one thing they don't want us to do is shake hands and see who the real enemy is, which is the government.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, man. I was outside of a CVS the other day, talking to my brother on speakerphone. I was pacing around outside because I personally think it's rude to talk on the phone when you're in a store. Nobody wants to hear your conversation when they're shopping for stuff. So I was pacing around outside on the sidewalk, right outside the CVS, talking to my brother. And this black woman comes out, and she's obviously mentally ill. She has a cart full of stuff. She's not just a normal black person. She's mentally ill. She might have been homeless. I don't know. And she goes, oh, hell no. I ain't going to be your mother effing slave. I'm talking to my brother on the phone, nothing to do with her whatsoever. I'm thinking to myself, I would pay you to leave me alone. But like these issues, whether it's mental illness, whether it's the racist stuff, it's all installed software on the minds of people. It's not natural. She wasn't born that way. It's not because of her race. She's just accepted the installation of the MK Ultra Mockingbird BS, the divisive stuff.
I got one better for you, Chase. This is why we've been going at Reverend Al Sharpton. We know you was FBI informant, bruh. We know you were FBI informant, bruh. Ain't nothing more you can do in the black community, bruh. It's over with. And I hope he's listening because he's an avid listener. He has a lot of surrogates that listens to y'all's show. Even places clips on YouTube of y'all's show and then want to sit here and try to get back on y'all. And I'm sitting here, I call into a show, and you know what I tell him? I say this every time. So you so against Alex Jones in this, that why was you trying to sell out people when you was getting paid by the FBI, bro? Quickly hung up on me.
Boom.
We're not going for this no more, man. It's over with. We know who the enemies are. Once you identify these people and let you know who they are,
yep, it's not the left versus the right. It's not Republicans versus Democrats. It's the people, all the people versus the political class. Dennis, call back anytime. Thank you so much. Michael in Oregon. Michael, you've been waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Chase. God bless you. It's great to talk to you. And I got to say, I've been listening to you guys. You know, I took the red pill about 5 years ago. I wasn't really involved in politics. But, you know, I thank God for your guys' show because it's really opened up my eyes to a lot of what's going on.
Thank you.
But I wanted to bring up that, you know, I was listening to Myron C. Fagan. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he really exposed how the Illuminati is still working in society even today. And I was just wondering what if the globalists will be related to that. Are they the Illuminist John Quincy Adams talked about, and the letter written to George Washington back in 1784.
My understanding on the Illuminati thing, Michael, I'll go back to you, so please stay there, is that the official organization of the Illuminati was actually, not just in name, but actually successfully disbanded in the 18th century in Italy. I believe it started in Italy. There were some elites, many of them academics, that came together and they tried to conspire for some globalist utopia. I believe it was successfully disbanded. So when we talk about the Illuminati, there's the historical Illuminati and then there's the colloquial Illuminati that you hear about in like rap videos or in various conspiracy circles. I do believe that there is a very small class of hyper elite people doing all the same things that the Illuminati did or wanted to do that is not the Illuminati. I believe there is the Soroses and the Rothschilds and the bankers and the leaders that come together at places like the WEF or the UN or NATO, and they conspire to steer global policy in whatever direction is conducive to their conglomeration of power. And they do so at the exploitation and expense of the various working class people of the world. I believe that's what globalism is. I wouldn't tie it in directly to the historical Illuminati, but I think that they have cult-like behavior. I think they have initiation ceremonies. I think they have rituals. I think some of them are Satanists literally. I think they're all Satanists in practice, whether they know it or not. But when we talk about the Illuminati, I think it's important to distinguish between the historical Illuminati, which I don't think exists, and the colloquial Illuminati, which is a very real political class, hyper-elite 500, 1,500 people that conspire together to control the entire world.
No, very interesting. I definitely want to look more into that. You know, but I guess you would probably agree with me then that most of a lot of stuff what's going on, it's definitely spiritual.
100%.
I just can't help but to not look at it as a Christian man, as a minister, that, I mean, the devil's not even hiding anymore. You know, I was just telling my family the other day, I said, you know, you see everything on TV. You see from the Oscars to the music videos, the devil's not even hiding anymore. You know, how much more time do we have left? Until they really, because technology is going so fast, how much more time do we have left until they want to put the chips in us? Or with Neuralink, you know, with the brain, you know. It just seems like time's really speeding up with everything. But I just can't help but to think, and I think even a lot of ministers don't even preach on this stuff, that, you know, it's definitely a spiritual warfare thing that's going on today, and it's highly affected into our politics.
Yeah, I think the problem with the ministers, and this is, of course, isn't true for all of them, is the same problem that you see from like GOP or conservative influencers. They get audience hijacked. So they don't study the Bible like they should. And once they get a sense of what their congregation believes or thinks, they just preach that over and over again because they're concerned about donations and sustaining their church. And they sacrifice the truth for sustaining what they have. So if they come to a different conclusion theologically than what they've been preaching for a while because they study, they won't necessarily preach that conclusion. There are a lot of pastors that I'm sure are doubting whether it's a good thing for us to support Israel, but they're way too scared to preach anything like that to their constituents or their congregations or their parishes because they don't want to alienate their funding source. It's its own form of corruption. And so ultimately, the only way that we can solve this problem in the United States of America is to be critical thinking, to think for ourselves, and to always fight for the truth, especially when it's inconvenient to fight for the truth. It's very inconvenient for me to do things like criticize Donald Trump because I know I'm going to alienate a large portion of my audience. It's very difficult for me to do things like criticize Gaza because it's going to alienate some of my followers. And on the other hand, it's very difficult for me to do things like criticize Israel because I've got Zionist followers too. It's very easy to sell out. But once you're committed to the truth rather than the fame, you're liberated from the audience hijacking, from the audience capture that so many have. And we see it from the Lindsey Grahams and the Cottons and others. Yeah. They just, the Ted Cruzes and others, they just shill and shill and shill. Yeah. And they're so full of it. And ultimately what we have to do is just become better people. And I don't know how to make our population or our culture more moral or back to some Christian values or convert all of them. I don't know. I wish I knew how to do it. The best thing I can think of is to just be on air with you and keep Alex Jones on air as long as possible. But if you have any ideas, I'm all ears as to how we can solve this problem. But you can't make people change. They have to change from within. You can't cure somebody if they're an alcoholic from the outside. They have to make the decision from within to cure themselves. Or you can't make someone decide that they're going to try to be successful and take their life into their own hands. They have to come to that conclusion on their own. So I'm just trying to put people in a position where they decide for themselves to be the best version of themselves because a country is made up of its people. And the only way to make America great again is to make Americans great again. And the only way that's going to happen is through Christianity, Western values, bootstrapping, individualism, self-esteem. What do you think?
Yeah, no, Chase, you hit it right on the nose, and I totally agree with you 100% that I think a lot of people, they just want to keep their heads in the sand. They want to enjoy entertainment. They want to enjoy the American dream, right? I think a lot of people don't want to wake up from reality of what's really going on. You know, they're like, oh, I don't want to listen to politics because people are so comfortable with working their 9 to 5 and making that buck. You know, but I wanted to point out something you were talking about with Israel. Now I tell a lot of my Christian friends, and I have a lot of Christian friends who are very strong Christian nationalists. And one of the things I tell them, I said, look, I don't support the government of Israel. Now I support the nation of Israel to exist because it's definitely biblical. God made a covenant with Israel. I said, but I do not support the government because in the Bible, that government is the same government that brings in the Antichrist. And they're going to build a third temple. Now they're pushing all the people out of Gaza. And I don't know if you've seen this, but in Israel right now, they're flying flags of the third temple. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they sacrificed the heifer.
They're getting ready to sacrifice the heifer.
They already did. They did it illegally in July.
I think that was a practice run.
That's what they said, but they actually did it.
Interesting. Yeah, so...
King was on Tim Pool's show just the other day with ashes from the heifer that was sacrificed. He's a big-time Zionist.
Yeah, I seen that. But I think he was talking about that he had the ashes, the old ashes or the...
No, they sacrificed the heifer like July 4th or something, and he's got the real ashes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta double check that. But, you know, I agree with everything you're saying. I thank God for you guys. I thank God... rose up InfoWars for this time and this day and age, especially when this book is coming to an end on this life with everything. So I thank God for you guys, and I think God has blessed you guys greatly to be able to push the message out there and to wake people up. Because the Bible says in the last days, people will be deniers of truth.
Yes.
And that's truth in all kinds of things, you know. So, God bless you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you for supporting us. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Johnny Freight Train in Florida. Johnny Freight Train, you want to talk about Nuremberg trials?
Yeah. Okay, so the Nuremberg trial calls are coming again. It's just a matter of time. Now, bear with me. I'm kind of slow to talk. I'm like Senator Kennedy in Louisiana. I talk slow, but what I got to say is really pertinent. Now, if anybody knows God, they know that homosexuality is or sleeping with the same sex is an abomination to God. But we've got so lenient in our morals in this nation that it's acceptable, or they wouldn't have put Pete Buttigieg in charge of the Secretary of Transportation, which, as far as I'm concerned, at least he didn't hide his homosexuality.
I think he might not actually be gay.
Well, I don't know about that, Chase, but I'm not a judge, and God says to judge not, lest you be judged. But you judge by the fruits that they bear. And I believe if the people in the districts of people like Cotton and Graham, if they wasn't mesmerized to believe that those people were straight and perfect, that they wouldn't vote them in.
Yeah, that's obviously why they're staying closet.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, if you're a believer in God, you know that the smartest man that ever lived in this world of any time in the history and in the time to come was Solomon, and he was a black man. Now, what I got to say, Martin Luther King Jr. Preached honesty. He said, "The truth shall set you free." And that's why I like Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Network, because the truth shall set you free.
Yep, and that's why they killed Martin Luther King, and that's why they're doing everything they can to take Alex Jones off the air. I got time for one more call before we go to break. I see Bart, Sean, Bob, Austin, Arizona, Hammerfist, or AZ Hammerfist, rather. He's in Texas. Chad, James, and Len all on the board. I'm going to get to all of you, but first, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, you have a couple of minutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I want to talk about Trump removing the homeless camps in D.C. and the crackdown on crime. I give him a 90 out of 100. I think he's doing a great job, and I think all these homeless camps should be dismantled.
90 out of 100 overall, or just on that issue?
I give him 90 overall, and the reason being, I think he needs a little bit more compassion on the homeless people that are not drug addicts and alcoholics. And that's all I got to say about that. And Trump needs to come here to Atlanta and take it over. Go down to North and North Side. They call it the Bluff. It is the largest heroin market in the Southeast. Come out here, Trump. We need you.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Look, the homeless problem is a result of addiction and mental illness. It's as simple as that. Inflation has something to do with it because things are tough. But look, if you can't make a lot of money, you can move to an inexpensive part of the country and you can find a house, you can get married, you can have kids, and you can get by still. Barely, but yes, you can. But this whole addiction issue, this whole mental illness issue has been a concocted campaign perpetuated by inflation. Because what happens is inflation happens and it breaks up families. And when families are broken up, people feel disconnected. And when they feel disconnected, they turn to drugs or alcohol, and then they can't hold a job and they can't hold it together. We've got no resources whatsoever for mental illness. And if someone does have access to resources for mental illness, like a psychiatrist or a therapist or something of that nature, all the recommendations by these so-called experts and professionals are SSRIs, which turn you into a zombie and make you homicidal in many incidents and make you even suicidal in many incidents. If you ever hear the side effects of SSRIs, it might make you more depressed. You might actually kill yourself if you take this medication. If you're thinking about killing yourself, take this medication. But one of the side effects is you might want to kill yourself. It's unbelievable. So these people go to these Freudian therapists, these Freudian psychiatrists. They get pumped up with all a bunch of chemicals, which they don't need. What they actually need is clean air, clean food, clean water, and some connectedness. Then they're zombified on these drugs, and they just get worse and worse. And the worse they get, the more alienated they become from their family and their friends because they're absolute lunatics. I mean, I've known people that went from being brilliant, bright, exciting people to be around to literally schizophrenic, thinking the CIA is following them around, hearing voices, trying to baptize the devil away on their own naked body in a river in Nashville, Tennessee. I have seen it happen with my own eyes, and that's exactly what the globalists, the leftists want, what the CCP want. They want us all to totally lose our minds. There's not just a war on for your mind where they want to hijack it. If they can't just hijack it, then they want you to just lose it. because you're easier to control, to manipulate. And the bigger these problems are, the more of a platform the leftists have. And the more of a platform the leftists have, the more power they get politically. And the more power they get politically, the more they create these problems, which they promise to solve. And it ends up being this cycle of just like debt and usury, but not in a financial way, in a spiritual way, to the point where we're all so indebted spiritually that we can never pay it back, no matter how much repentance we commit to. And we'll never even incentivize to repent whatsoever. That's why we have to win the information war. It's why you have to go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and stop this war for your mind from escalating. Stay tuned for more calls on the other side of this very short break.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene blue tube. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue, and then I looked over when you went on the air, you'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshore.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle. And so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation books, but I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimethylene Blue, thealexjonesshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it from SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psychological. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'll be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Tomorrow's tyranny tonight. It's Chase Geyser.
ladies and gentlemen. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. I'm your host, Chase Geiser. For the next 27 minutes, I will be taking your calls. Let's see Sean, Bob, Austin, Hammerfist, James, Len, and John on the board. First up is Sean in California. Sean, you've been waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, Chase, it's another great Sunday and another great show. I wanted to address the Lindsey Graham thing. The dude is literally the definition of what you call a bad actor. Do you remember SNL and Dana Carvey would impersonate George Poppy Bush Sr.?
Yep.
Lindsey sounds like an impression of Dana Carvey doing that. And these guys, they got to be professional actors because they are professionals at gaslighting. Prima facie, those of us who are fans of history know that up until the last 100 years, religious pilgrimage sites for Christianity in the Middle East were left undisturbed. Western interests were somewhat left undisturbed, and then something magically happened, and now all of our ancient churches, you know, the site of the Nativity in Bethlehem, the Christmas celebration there was, you know, canceled or imperiled last year.
Oldest Christian church in the world, I believe, was bombed by Israel.
Correct. Imagine that Lindsey trying to tell us that, you know, that's our best friend and that it's the greatest thing we as Christians can do. The guy is a masterful gaslighter and literally a bad actor, acting in bad faith. And
what do we do to wake the people up in his district about that? I mean, are they just brainwashed? The guy keeps getting elected.
We got to get people in that district to be woken up, yes. But here's the thing. Remember, just as they can manipulate machines for the Democrats, don't think that Diebold, which became Dominion, don't think that they don't manipulate it for the GOP that are loyal to the Uniparty. So Lindsey's been part of that system since the war on terror. I have a feeling that his votes, if people were to go and examine that district, maybe there was like a constitutionalist or someone else running against him in the primaries that initially should have beaten him, and it just didn't happen. So there's a lot of perfidy and scurrilous behavior on parts of both Democrats and Republicans. It's just a matter of the Republicans are pretending they're not Democrats. You know, again, rhino in name only.
Do you think that the Democrats are going to win in 2026 with the midterms?
If we don't get the election reform that Trump's been talking about with Putin, nothing substantial has really been turned to that unless the people go back to paper ballots. Or, as I've told you, we assemble, we form our lawful grand juries to investigate these issues, and we go forth from there. And a point I wanted to bring up to you, Chase, if I have your blessing, you have a caller named Tim in California who almost sounds like a mirror image of me. We do have a California site for us that are assembling out here. Are you cool if I give that out?
Oh, sure. Plug it.
You know, we don't make – yeah, it's a Dejure, D-E-J-U-R-E, 4, as in the number 4, and Cali, like California.org. And if he were to go to that or any other Californians who are interested in not just education but what your levers are once you're educated – go to the site. It'll send you to someone in your county if we have someone. If not, it'll send you to our main people who I assist on that end as far as getting people given into conference calls where we educate people. We give them a slideshow because the key thing, Chase, again, students of history, we had 5 branches of government, not 3, and we are operating like a hand missing its thumb and middle finger. You know, we are operating with 3 branches versus the 5. The people were assembled, and the grand jury has always existed outside the Constitution, but as a standing body that could be convened. A sheriff can go up and convene a grand jury, tap people on the shoulder, just like when he deputizes people to be a posse. There are a million different things that they have hidden from the history books since, you know, the Civil War and the Rockefeller and Carnegie endowments, Chase, and we the people have got to get back to education and get away from these sports, these movies, these trendy dinners, whatever your distractions are, folks, we got to get back to self-governance because, Trump can only do so much. Like you're saying, Chase, we only got till 2028. Are we going to be ready or are we going to fall off that cliff with a whole horse and carriage?
God bless you, Sean. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Bob in Utah. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hi, Chase.
Hey, Bob.
Don and Vlad are trying. The flyover was in bad taste.
You know, about that flyover, I don't think that he was trying to intimidate Putin with that flyover. I think that it was something that was very impressive and expensive for us to do. I actually think it was to honor him. I could be wrong about this, but the same B-2 that flew over Putin is the B-2 that flew over Donald Trump.
And I don't know. I just think it, I don't think it was a show of force so much as it was, hey man, welcome to the United States. I'm so glad you're here. There was so much mutual respect going on with that conversation. Maybe I'm wrong about this, but I did not interpret it the way that it was interpreted by the Instagram reels and TikToker influencers who like showing the video and then having their face in the lower corner. Maybe you're right, but it didn't bother me so much. Austin in Missouri. Austin, you've been waiting 47 minutes. What's on your mind, sir?
Real quickly, I want to plug the Methylene Blue. Does wonders for me. I would also make a plea that you guys bring back the X3. That was a life changer.
We are working on an iodine tincture that's like X3 for the Alex Jones store, so that will be coming soon.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. I just wanted to bring up that this AI thing got rolled out in a fashion that everybody kind of accepted defeat and like it was something that we had no choice but to accept. Before a resistance could ever get formed. And I think the fact that we use all these social media sites, the algorithms have been playing gatekeepers and more or less being the handlers of everybody who wants to get a big name and get a following. For instance, I made a post about 4 hours ago, and I've gotten one impression on it. And I know I'm not a verified account or anything like that.
Which platform?
But, X.
Interesting. How many followers do you have?
About 400.
Did it link to an outside site?
No, but I did tag InfoWars and Dark Journalist in it.
Mm. Interesting. Try to post without tagging anybody in the post or linking outside to an outside source. You might have more luck. And I would keep everything to like do like one controversial sentence and see what happens. But next time you tweet something good, send me a DM and I'll retweet it for you, help you out.
Okay, I appreciate that.
But I'm with you. This whole AI thing has come out of nowhere. And look, the real reason that Musk made freedom of speech possible on X is, yes, he believes in freedom of speech and all that stuff. The real reason he did it is because he's trying to develop an artificial intelligence large language model through Grok that is not biased based on censored data. So the ChatGPTs and the others were using data coming from all these platforms and the internet as a whole that was massively censored, not to show any alternative thought, alternative theories. I mean, one of the reasons that Alex Jones was allowed back on X is so that Alex Jones' ideas and speech and thought could filter into Grok so that Grok could be as unbiased as possible. That's the real purpose of freedom of speech on this algorithm. And that's what's so amazing about Elon Musk, is because without him, the technocratic AI takeover would be virtually guaranteed. Now it's just very likely, but not guaranteed. So we have to be developing our own artificial intelligence. We have to be innovating from the ground up, just like Steve Jobs innovated with Apple in his garage to combat IBM and the existing computer companies and Microsoft, to ensure that it's not the Bill Gateses of the world that take over, but those who advocate for humanity, creativity, population growth rather than depopulation. AI is inevitable. So we can't fight against it, but we can fight for the way that we want it to play out if we fight fast and fight hard. Thank you, Austin in Missouri. Appreciate it. Hammerfist in Texas, what's on your mind?
How you going, bud? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, the thing of it is, man, I'm a truck driver for over 22 years. I'm really pissed off about that H-1B1 immigrant killing that family.
Isn't that unbelievable? Did he do it on purpose, or was he just that incompetent?
Yeah, you could see it in his face. I mean, the guy stands on the side of the road while they're pulling the dead bodies away, and he doesn't even give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
The guy just, you know, it's horrible. And I've been listening to you guys since 2003, man.
Wow.
Money in, all that stuff. Yeah, man, I'm an old-timer. Old-timer truck driver. And I know there's a lot of truck drivers out there, and I just want you guys, I mean, we can't be hateful and shit, but these sons of bitches.
And I got to remind you, watch your language. We're on the radio.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I forgive you.
But the thing of it is, you go in these truck stops, and you got these foreigners that are literally taking baths in the sink. They don't flush the toilet. They shit all over the toilet. They don't. We got to do something about it. I'm not a racist person, but I guess AI is going to take over the truck driving industry, right? I don't know, man. It's just, we got to pay attention to this shit.
Speaking of the H-1B and the Indians, I saw this hysterical clip. This is clip 36. I'm telling you, the upcoming Black and Indian Wars are going to be wild. Let's watch clip 36 here.
What you want to do now? I told you. Come on.
left. Hey, man, put that bat down,
put
Sam.
That bat down.
Hey, 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 hey.
Put that bat down, bro. This is a whole mess. This whole country's a mess, dude. It's like, what was it, Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd in the famous bit where one would run with a bat, the other one would come back with a pistol, and the other one would come back with a rifle, and then they would come back with a cannon, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger until it's like a nuclear bomb. I'm with you, man. The H-1B visa thing, look, it's an issue that's important. There's only about 500,000 people in the United States that are over here on H-1Bs, but we should be prioritizing Americans getting American jobs before anyone else. We shouldn't be allowing these people to be driving trucks and committing homicide. We shouldn't be allowing terrorists or people from Gaza to come into the country. We shouldn't be allowing people with dual citizenship to be leading different institutions, whether they're academic or political or advising the president. 100% agree with you. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Dean in California. The Hall of Hoax. Oh my God. Here we go.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to say the same people that lied about lampshades and soap lied about homicidal gas chambers. They're non-existent.
You don't think anybody was gassed? I understand being critical of the 6 million number, but you don't think anybody was gassed?
That's correct.
Yeah, I disagree.
Yeah, well, you need to do some research on...
I've done the research.
Dr. Death.
I could be wrong. I'm not trying to be stubborn about it. I've done the research, and I've seen the arguments and the counter-arguments and the counters to the counter-arguments. There were people that were gassed in the Holocaust.
I don't think so.
Like I said, I don't know if it was 6 million.
Don't be the murder weapon.
But they couldn't feed them, so they thought that they couldn't feed them, so they thought the humane thing to do was to gas them because they were starving to death. I'm not excusing it. I'm just explaining
it. But they had fumigation chambers to prevent typhus, but they didn't have homicidal gas chambers. You can show me a picture of one. I'll give you $1,000 cash.
$1,000 in cash? I'll think about it. Thanks, Dean. I appreciate it. James in Pennsylvania. James, what's on your mind?
Chase, I'm sorry. The beginning of your broadcast, I felt like you came across as belittling bringing over the president of Russia to our country to negotiate a peace deal with a third-party nation. But then did you come back around and think that was a good thing? I was confused on that beginning part.
Well, it's my fault if I wasn't clear. So I totally respect you calling in about it. I think it's a good thing that Trump brought Putin to Alaska for a peace conversation. I'm still skeptical as to whether the outcome is going to be desirable, but I think everything Trump did was perfect and good.
Okay. So that being said, yeah, that is a good thing, bringing this man who is of a war power to our country to negotiate a peace deal with a group of people that just want World War III. I mean, NATO and Europe, they all just want to hell in a handbasket. So, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. When Putin gets that winter and he rolls his tanks over into Europe in wintertime, I'm not going to be so sad about it. I'm sorry.
I mean, wouldn't you rather have Europe occupied by Russian Orthodox Christians than by Muslims?
Absolutely. And the Muslim invasion is going on since the early 2000s, and you brought it up earlier. It's been going on. It's been going on, man. Russian Orthodox Christian, I have no problem with you. Hey, I'll put on the boots and do the little dance. I don't care. As long as I don't have to deal with the Muslim freaking boot on my neck telling me I got to give over my wife and blah, blah, blah. No, thank you. I'm speaking Russian tomorrow. I'm not doing the whole Muslim dance. Sorry.
I'm with you, James. I love you. Len in Ohio. Len, I've been waiting anxiously for this call. Finally, you are on the air. What is on your mind?
Chase, about the Spartan Trench Night.
Isn't it awesome?
Two of them, and the price kept going down. I thought one might be enough, and then I said two, and the price just kept going down on it.
Yeah.
And I was going, I love it.
It's a beautiful blade. I got it out here in the overhead cam. It's got the Spartan on one side, says tip of the spear, because that's what InfoWars is. And then on the other side, it's got the InfoWars logo.
And I felt honored.
Yeah.
You know,
what is it, like 40% off or something right now on the website? I think we've only got about 800 of them left max. Not even that many.
Yeah, it's like a $200 knife, and you're getting it for...
It's got the skull crusher. They say it's for glass. Yeah. I know what it's for. Boom. It's got the nucks on it. We don't call them nucks. It's just part of the handle.
And then I saw the reviews on them, and some of those guys holding it. Oh, it looks good. And I'm thinking if I put one on this side and one on the other side, then I could cross my hands and pull them out.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You'll be Ninja Len.
I love them. I think they're the coolest thing ever. I'm not really a knife guy because I got a bleeding disorder, so I've always been kind of scared of them.
If I
was a knife guy, I'd be buying these knives. And we've also got, I don't know if you got it, but we got the Alex Jones signature blade. We're about ready to launch a whole line of Alex Jones signature blades. There's going to be about 8 blades available at once. But this one's also discounted for sale. This is one that I designed. It's one of my favorites, just probably because I designed it. But it's got Alex Jones signature on one side. And it's also discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. $17.76 on the other. Comes in this beautiful box. And we're going to have a whole line of these as well. These are almost out, too. So this could be the last chance. I think this week might be the last chance for anybody to get a knife at the alexjonesstore.com. Until we get more in stock, different designs. Well, thank you, Len. What do you think about the Trump-Putin stuff? I want to hear about that.
I want to suggest to President Putin that he invites Young Hoon Kim, an Asian genius at 276. He's got an AI company. And Elon Musk, when he meets with President Trump in Moscow and with Leader G, and let's try to convert Leader G to Christianity, and let's just solve all this.
You think that Donald Trump should baptize Xi Jinping?
Yeah, that'd be a good move.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you, Xi Jinping.
Yes.
Oh, it's a beautiful idea. I love it.
Yes. Because, Young Hoon Kim, a smart man, he says Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
Amen. He absolutely is, Len.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
You, brother. Thank you for calling. John in Arizona. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to say, don't forget about that Hillary clip where she was saying that she's going to go to war with Russia. And then my daughter wanted to say something real quick. So here she is. Say.
My name's Naomi, and I just wanted to say thank you for letting me on air, and thank you for helping me say my future.
You're welcome. Wow, John, that was touching. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to O'Brien in Maryland. O'Brien in Maryland, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I think the reason why Trump didn't want the FBI out is because for one thing, he must have realized that there was nothing inside these files to begin with, and when someone actually checked them, he basically realized it was just nothing but crap. So in a way, he could have just came out and just told us all that there was absolutely nothing in here because the Democrats already, either deleted or removed everything else.
Yeah, he could have come out and said, look, there's nothing in the Epstein files but lies, and I'm going to release them to you so you can see all of the depravity of the lies of the left. I'm not hiding behind anything. I promised I'd release them, and so I'm going to, but it's all BS. And we will be investigating those who put these lies, these concoctions, into these files and prosecuting to the highest extent of the law. I could have easily done that. The gorilla in Louisiana, you were live on the air, the gorilla in Louisiana.
Hell yes, I got through.
You got through.
Tell Alex to bring back the sleep gummies. I love those things. Screw Lindsey Graham, that faggot. And let's go into UFC. Let's move it to President's Day. Instead of July 4th, have Putin and Zelensky fight each other as the main top card. The winner gets to keep everything east of the Dnieper River, which divides Ukraine in half, and then Lindsey Graham can have his way with the loser, probably be that latex-clad faggot's ass.
I think that we should legalize dueling again.
That'll work, too.
You know, if you got challenged to a duel by Lindsey Graham, would you accept?
Hell yeah.
I bet you'd win too. He's not exactly a straight shooter, know what I mean?
Yep.
Why did that ever become illegal? Do you know in some states you can't even run for office if you've endorsed a duel or participated in any way, even as a second? There was a time in this country where if you had a problem with somebody, you could at least schedule a time to fight him in the yard, like Cool Hand Luke, or you could challenge him to a duel and they could decline. It's all consensual. I don't understand. And technically, under Texas Penal Code 2206, you can challenge someone to mutual combat, but it's not the same. There was something about honor and protecting one's honor against other people. That was noble. And yes, I know it's violent. Maybe it's even barbaric. Shakespeare famously said these violent delights have violent ends, and maybe that's the truth. I don't advocate for violence whatsoever, but I do advocate for stopping all of those who perpetuate it. I cannot think of a better way to stop violence, war, conflict, corruption than to do everything you can to support InfoWars by going to the alexjonesstore.com. Folks, we're coming up on the last couple of minutes of this broadcast, and everything that we say is important. Our analysis, our reporting, telling the truth to as many millions of people as possible. But keeping us on the air is everything, and it's not just because we like being on the air, we want to have political impact, but it's also because by keeping us on the air, you get to benefit from our incredible products. At the alexjonesstore.com this week, we launched the Colostrum Plus, the bovine Colostrum Plus, which is absolutely insane in terms of its incredible benefits. Cellular recovery, a defense matrix, fuel your cells, feed your gut. It's not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a metabolism thing that makes your gut operate better. It's incredible for supporting your immune health. It promotes gut integrity. It aids in muscle recovery. Bodybuilders have been using colostrum for years. It enhances cellular protection. Cellular protection being essential for preventing cancer, as some would say. You can do your own research and look up the studies. And it boosts nutrient uptake. It's called nature's vaccine, the bovine colostrum plus. And just for, I believe, the next 24 hours, every canister of Colostrum Plus that you can get any other supplement on the Alex Jones store for 50% off. And we've got a couple of incredible ones that are back in stock this week for the first time in months. Ultimate Life Force is something that Rex Jones taught me about, educated me about, explained to me. It is absolutely incredible. We pitch it as a spike protein detox, similar to Nitric Boost from the InfoWars store, but this is more than just a spike protein detox. Whether you got the spike protein because you made a mistake and got the vaccine, or you have loved ones who got the mRNA vaccines, or you got COVID and you've been experiencing long COVID, the spike protein detox is incredible for your health, but this cleans out your blood in other ways, and it reduces oxidative stress in your brain, so it helps you focus and have clarity and ensure longer lasting clarity, longer lasting cognitive function for years to come. This is something that Alex Jones has said he is going to take for the rest of his life, and I believe him because it's that powerful with the NAC that they tried to ban during COVID because it's that effective. And it's not just the Ultimate Life Force Plus that you can get for 50% off if you get a bottle of the Bovine Colostrum Plus, but it's also the Ultimate Turmeric Gummies that you can get for 50% off. These have been out of stock for months. We got a new supplier to ensure that they're in stock more often, but they're about to sell out again for several weeks. And the best way to ensure that you can get either the Ultimate Life Force or the Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, which are peach flavored and absolutely delicious, help with inflammation, it's the alternative to bodies at the InfoWars store, is to subscribe to them. If you subscribe, you get 50% off every bottle. You get a bottle every month. And even when it goes out of stock for the general public, we hold inventory back for our subscribers to ensure that you will never run out of either Ultimate Life Force or the Ultimate Turmeric. But this bovine colostrum plus has been a game changer for me. I'm taking it every single day. It doesn't taste like anything, so you can add it to your shake, you can add it to your methylene blue, and it will light you up like a Christmas tree. But don't just go to the alexjonesstore.com because these products are incredible for your body, or incredible for your mind, or your energy, or your focus, or because they help you reach self-actualization, which is the aim of any God-fearing man. Go to the alexjonesstore.com because you're fighting for humanity and freedom of speech at the pinnacle of the information war. Do you understand? And don't forget that every dollar that you spend at the alexjonesstore.com is a round in the heart of the New World Order globalist cabal. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com and put some rounds in the New World Order cabal, spiritually, metaphorically, politically, and keep Alex Jones on the air.
I've been hearing about this for years. And now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at thealexjonesstore.com and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? A lot of you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. The first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients, and it's basically God's vaccine. We've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular recovery and defense matrix. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. Immune support, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle recovery aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens, no caffeine crashes. Toxin defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals. Enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. It's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. It's the next best thing to mommy's milk. So it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. This is next level. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is.